传第六章由第一节读到第七节。那时门徒增多，有说希律话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。十二使徒叫众门徒来，对他们说：我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。但我们要专心以祈祷传道为事，大众都喜悦这话，就拣选了司提反，那是大有信心、圣灵充满的人，又拣选腓利、伯罗哥罗、尼加罗、提门、巴米拿，并进犹太教的安提亚人尼哥拉，叫他们站在使徒面前。使徒祷告了，就按手在他们头上，神的道兴旺起来。在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增的甚多，也有好多祭司信了这道。今日有陈卓明牧师为我们讲道，他的讲题是多元言语和文化中的合一。
I first want to thank everyone for their prayers for my parents.
我首先多谢大家会众为我的父母来祈祷。
My father has been home from rehab for about 10 days.
咁我爸爸咧已经喺颐养院翻到屋企，已经有十日嘅时间。
And my mother came home.Last Wednesday.
咁咧喺上个星期三咧，我妈妈亦都翻咗嚟屋企。
She had been a month either in a hospital or a rehab facility.
咁咧，我妈妈咧有一个月嘅时间，一系就喺医院，一系就喺颐养院。
She needs some oxygen because she had pneumonia, it seems.
咁我妈妈咧有可能系有肺炎啦，咁所以咧佢就系需要有继续有氧气嘅。
So thank you for your prayers andcontinue to pray for them.
多谢大家为我嘅父母嘅健康嚟到祈祷。
And they tell me that to thank the church and thank everyone for their support and for their prayers.
所以我父母亦都叮嘱我，就系向大家嚟到去多谢你哋嘅问安。
Not long ago, I was invited to speak to the leadership of another Chinese church in another part of the country.
咁咧喺不久之前咧，我系被邀请去到喺美国嘅另外一个州一个嘅华人教会，要求我去同佢哋嘅领导嘅同工嚟到去会谈。
This Chinese church is a fairly large church.
呢间嘅华人教会喺美国系一间好大嘅华人教会。
But it seemed that they had some issues related to the employment of one of their pastors.
咁样咧，佢哋嘅教会咧就出现咗一个问题，就系咧对于呢个雇用佢哋嘅牧师嘅一个嘅问题。
And so there was this disagreement with the leadership and some of the members.
咁咧就喺教会嘅当时候嘅教会嘅领导人同埋佢哋嘅会众咧就出咗一个嘅歧见。
So they asked me to come and talk to their leaders.
咁样，於是乎，嗰間教會就要求，邀請我，就去到去同佢哋嘅領導階層嚟到去接觸。
They wanted me to talk about unity and reconciliation.
同佢哋嘅領導，同佢哋嘅教會講到合一呢個嘅功課。
And so this, I did a couple of workshops on Saturday for their leaders.
咁咧就喺嗰一个礼拜嘅星期六咧，我哋咧就召集咗佢哋教会嘅领导层咧，就同佢哋讲咗一个嘅一个嘅讲座，系讲合一嘅讲座。
But they also invited me to speak at the worship service on Sunday。
咁咧去到星期日嘅时候咧，喺主日崇拜亦都俾我去讲道。
So as I was staying with one of the members in their home, they were driving into the parking lot of the church.
咁咧，我就系住喺佢哋嘅会众嘅其中嘅屋企。咁接待我嘅会众咧，嗰一朝早嘅主日崇拜就开车送我去到教会个停车场嘅时候啦。
This church obviously had a parking lot unlike our church。
佢哋嗰个停车场真系好大啦。
And so I thought, oh, I saw a police car right at the entrance。
咁咧，我就去到停车场，教会停车场咧，就见到一个警车喺度啦。
And I was thinking to myself, oh, they must have a lot of people coming in. They need someone to control the traffic.
咁我見到呢個警車嘅時候，我就話咯，啊，可能係主日嘅時候咧，佢哋好多車出入咧，咁呢個警察咧就係指揮交通嘅。
But the person that was driving me told me, said, oh, we normally don't have police.
咁咧，佢就呢位會眾咧就接待我嘅會眾咧就話，平時咧係唔會有警察嚟我哋教會噶。
But because of this dispute they were having, they were afraid that some of the unhappy members would cause a problem.
咁咧，但係就係因為呢個僱用牧師呢個咁嘅事件咧，令到當時候嗰啲嘅有一啲嘅會眾咧，可能係好不滿，可能會搞事，所以咧佢哋係報咗警嘅。
And I reflected about how sad that situation is.
咁我喺度反省翻，係一間咁嘅教會去到咁嘅地步，一個咁嘅光景。
Here these people say they're following Jesus.
呢一班係一班話要跟從耶穌嘅會眾。
They are supposed to love one another as brothers and sisters in Christ.
佢哋都係喺主內嘅弟兄姊妹，應該係彼此相愛。
They're supposed to forgive one another as the Lord has forgiven us.
佢哋應該係彼此嘅饒恕，就好似主耶穌饒恕我哋一樣。
And as they come to worship God, they need the police to be there.
咁咧，當佢哋嚟到主日崇拜嘅時候，去敬拜神嘅時候，竟然要報警，要警察嚟到維持呢個嘅治安。
And I can imagine what the police must think about being called to be there.
你諗下，當時候嗰啲警察會點樣諗啊？呢班嘅信徒
Would they say, "Oh, this is a church I really like to attend"?
呢個警察會唔會話啊？呢間教會我都係想嚟聚會嘅一間教會啦。
Oh, they're thinking to themselves, "Oh, this is a bunch of hypocrites who say they love each other, but they can't even get along."
呢班警察就會可能就會話呢一班係假冒為善嘅基督徒，佢哋就口口聲聲話彼此相愛，但其實裏邊有好多紛爭。
Now every church is going to have some problems and disagreements.
每一間教會都會有內裏嘅一啲嘅不和同埋紛爭。
Because whenever you have people, you're going to have problems.
每當我哋有人嘅地方，我哋就會有問題。
And as we're going to be looking at this passage, even in the first century church, there were problems.
我哋今日講到嘅經文，就算係喺初期嘅教會，佢哋喺教會裏邊亦都有問題嘅噃。Some
people say, "Oh, we just want to be like the first century church."
有啲信徒就話啦，啊，我哋如果我哋嘅教會好似初期教會嘅信徒一樣就好啦。As
if they did everything right and they had no problems.
因為咧，初期教會咧就冇問題嘅，佢哋咧樣樣嘢都做得好啱嘅。But
this passage shows to us they had problems too.
但係今日講到嘅經文咧，原來初期教會都係有人嘅問題。
Many of you know that our church started with 18 people.
大家或者都知道啦，我哋嘅教會係由18位嘅創辦人弟兄姊妹嚟到開始嘅。
There was one language, one service, one location.
咁當時候係一個語言、一個嘅崇拜、一個嘅聚會點。
When I came to this church, it was about 150 people.
我嚟到教會嘅時候，當時候教會已經有150人啦。
And we had one bilingual service.
我哋當時候係有一個嘅雙語嘅雙語言嘅一個嘅聚會。
I remember thinking to myself, if only we got bigger.
咁咧，當時候我係諗緊話，如果我哋教會繼續有增長咧，
if only we could be as big as, let's say, Park Street Church.
如果我哋教會大到好似隔離哥新仁教會、公園街教會咁大咁就好啦。
Then we wouldn't have any more problems.
咁咧，如果好似佢哋咁大啊，個教會好大嘅時候咧，我哋就唔會有問題啦。
Because then we'll have lots of money.
因為到時候我哋大嘅時候咧，我哋會好多錢。
We have lots of people to help.
我哋有好多人會幫手。
And it would just be easy.
咁咧就一陣，我哋如果大啲嘅教會嘅時候咧，就會好容易啦。
But as observed our church, the more people we have, the more problems we have.
但係當我同教會一起成長嘅時候，當我哋教會越嚟越大嘅時候，教會越大問題越多。
Of course, I'd rather have more people, but we have to understand that when we have more people, there are more problems.
但當然我哋都希望有更加多嘅弟兄姊妹嚟到聚會，但係當我哋人數越多嘅時候，問題就越多啦。
And this is what happened to the first century church.
呢個就正正就係當時候初期教會嘅現狀。
Because in Acts chapter 6 verse 1 it says, "Now in those days when the disciples were increasing in number."
喺《使徒行傳》第6章第1節一開頭就講啦，當時候咧係門徒增多嘅。
The church was growing.
嗰個初期嘅教會係一路增長緊。
And that's a good thing.
呢樣嘢係好事。
But growing also means more problems as well.
但係當呢個教會一路增長嘅時候，個問題就嚟啦。
We cannot agree on everything.
因為我哋冇辦法係同意每一件事都會一同都係同意嘅。
There are more different points of view.
咁樣咧就睇嘢嘅角度有唔同啦。
And so we want to look at this story in Acts chapter 6.
咁今日咧，我哋希望喺呢个使徒行传第六章呢个嘅故事咧，嚟到攞啲嘅教训。
And you have to ask the question: Why did the Holy Spirit guide Luke to include this story in the Bible?
咁大家要去谂一谂，点解当时候圣灵要感动呢个使徒行传嘅作者路加嚟到去将呢个小小嘅故事摆喺使徒行传里边记载出嚟啦
？Because in some sense, it's just about a complaint about the distribution of food.
咁因为咧呢个故事系好简单嘅啫，就系话啲人喺度投诉嗰啲食物嘅供应。
Wouldn't they want to talk about more important things?
咁咧，喺圣经里边唔应该讲一啲更加紧要嘅嘢咩
？But obviously the Holy Spirit thought it was important enough to include this story.
所以啊，当时候圣灵感动咗圣经嘅作者，就将呢个故事写低咗落嚟啦。
So that we can learn certain lessons.
以至到我哋作为后世嘅信徒可以有所嘅教训。
Because we're going to have complaints and problems as well.
因为我哋作为后世嘅信徒，我哋亦都会有同样嘅一啲嘅怨言。
And I believe that this story gives us some insight about how to deal with some of those problems.
咁希望就系透过今日嘅故事咧，能够去嚟到俾我哋反省一下，点样我哋去处理教会里边一啲嘅不和。
So we first look at the problem as presented in verse 1.
咁我哋又睇一睇啦，喺第一节嗰度个问题喺边度咧
？Maybe.Verse 1 for us.
好，第一节就系咁讲啦。那时门徒增多，有说希利尼话嘅犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天嘅供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。
As I mentioned, the church at this time was growing.
咁头先我讲过啦，初期教会嘅时候一路喺度增长紧。
But as the church grew, it also attracted more people and encountered more problems.
咁咧就教会一路增长，吸引更加多嘅人嚟到去信奉。喺教会嘅里边，亦都系问题出咗嚟啦，好多嘅问题出现。
Now this is talking about the church based in Jerusalem。
呢个系讲紧喺耶路撒冷嗰班嘅信徒嗰个教会。
This is very early in the history of the church。
咁呢个系喺教会历史里边咧，系最初期嘅一个嘅历史。
And almost the entire church was composed of Jewish people at this point.
咁當時候咧，大部分差唔多所有嘅基督徒咧，都係有猶太人背景嘅，有猶太背景嘅。
But there were two types of Jewish people here in this church.
咁就算係話佢哋有猶太背景咧，都有兩種唔同嘅猶太人嘅。
First, there were what people is identified as the Hebrews.
咁咧，第一種咧就係話真正嗰個猶太人啦，就係嗰啲話希伯來人。
These were the people that spoke Hebrew.
咁咧呢班嘅觉得自己系纯正嘅希伯来人咧，佢哋自己系讲希伯来话嘅。
They were the people that were born and raised in Israel。
咁咧，佢哋呢班嘅犹太人觉得自己咧就系我哋，因为我喺耶路撒冷喺以色列出世嘅犹太人，讲希伯来话嘅犹太人。
These were the people that were ingrained with the culture of that area。
呢个咧就系佢哋咧对呢个当时候喺以色列喺耶路撒冷嗰个嘅文化嗰个嘅生活系非常之熟悉嘅。
But then there was another second type of Jewish people in this church。
跟住咧喺当时候初期教会有第二种嘅犹太人。
These were called the Hellenists。
呢啲咧就系讲希利尼话嘅犹太人。
That is, these were people who did not primarily speak Hebrew, but they spoke Greek.
咁咧呢一班嘅猶太人咧，佢哋自己咧就唔講希伯來話嘅，佢哋係講希臘話嘅。
These were people that were probably born in Asia Minor or Italy or Greece or somewhere。
咁樣呢一班嘅猶太人咧，佢哋可能喺希臘出世，喺意大利出世，喺中亞細亞出世，佢哋唔係喺耶路撒冷嗰度出世嘅。
And so here are these two types of Jewish people in the Jerusalem church.
咁咧，而家系讲紧耶路撒冷嘅教会里边咧，就算讲自己系犹太人都好，都分咗两批嘅犹太人。
And the Greek-speaking Jews were complaining that their widows were not being cared for.
咁咧讲希列话嘅犹太人咧就喺度发怨言啦，就话我哋嗰啲嘅寡妇系被忽略。
Because in that church there was obviously a program to help feed the widows who were very poor.
咁咧好明显啦，当时候嘅初期教会咧系有一个嘅事工咧，就系专门咧就系向嗰啲寡妇咧嚟到去提供饭食嘅。
And so there came a complaint that their people were not being treated fairly.
咁所以讲希列话嗰啲犹太人嘅信徒咧就话我哋呢一班嘅寡妇系被忽略噶。
And hopefully you can see that this has the potential to split the church.
咁样咧就系一件咁小嘅事咧，有可能咧系喺当时候就将教会嚟到分开嘅分裂嘅。
There could be a Hebrew speaking church and then a Greek speaking church.
可能咧就一分裂嘅时候咧就变成咗一个讲希伯来话嘅教会同埋讲希列话嘅教会。
And I think you can easily see the parallel to our type of ethnic church.
我哋一路讲嘅时候，大家觉唔觉得好？接近我哋而家喺美国嘅华人教会嘅情况啊。
That we started as a church that was for Cantonese speaking.
我哋华人布道会开始嘅时候系净系讲广东话嘅信徒。
But those Cantonese speaking people got married and became parents and had children.
咁咧，广东话嘅信徒佢哋结婚，佢哋有细路，咁咧就有一班嘅竹升出嚟啦。
And these English speaking did not understand Chinese and didn't understand the culture.
咁啊，呢一班嘅第二代嘅华人，佢亦都唔讲中文，亦都对中国文化唔系咁认识。
And so this potentially could cause a lot of problems and cause a split in our church.
咁啊，喺我哋教会里边，亦都有咁嘅咁嘅问题，亦都有咁嘅危机，系将我哋嘅教会嚟到分裂。
And now that we have Mandarin speaking as well, it causes even more complications.
咁咧，我哋教会亦都有讲国语嘅，咁咧再将嗰啲国语人入埋嚟我哋教会嘅时候，就更加有一个咁嘅危机。
And we can just talk about worship style.
咁咧，或者我哋就咁讲一讲呢个崇拜嗰个嘅气氛，或者系嗰个嘅音乐方面嗰个嘅安排。
In this service, we would call this a traditional worship service.
咁我哋喺二堂咧就系一个传统嘅模式嘅一个嘅敬拜。
You will sing from the hymn books.
咁我哋系喺呢个生命圣诗里边选嘅诗歌嚟到去唱。
You prefer the organ and the piano.
咁我哋有我哋嘅电风琴，我哋有钢琴。
And but I just came from the English.
咁咧就我今朝早头先我就喺英文堂嗰度过嚟。
And sometimes they sing the hymns, but usually it's some new type of music.
咁咧喺英文堂咧就佢哋又好少唱圣诗嘅，佢哋就唱比较现代嘅流行啲嘅基督教嘅音乐。
There's no organ or piano.
咁咧就喺英文部咧亦都唔会弹风琴，亦都唔会弹钢琴。
They use guitar and drums.
咁咧佢哋会弹吉他啦，会打鼓啦。
And so even there are differences already, just talking about worship style.
咁净系讲紧呢个崇拜嗰个嘅音乐方面嘅咧，就已经系有好大嘅分别啦。
So I think many of us can appreciate and understand the problem that was happening in the first century church.
咁所以咧，我哋作为我哋自己而家教会反映翻嘅时候咧，就唔难理解到当时候初期教会嗰啲信徒嗰中间嗰种嘅心态。
Let me mention something that perhaps is not explicitly mentioned in the text.
咁样咧，就或者我哋再深入啲吓，喺呢个字里行间嗰度可以睇得到嘅一啲嘅嘢。
How did the leadership know that there was a problem?
当时候教会领袖点会知道呢件事嘅
？The text really doesn't tell us here.
咁圣经里边冇讲到话教会领袖点样知道呢件事。
But I would say probably in many Chinese churches it would happen this way.
咁咧就
It would happen
the way I'm going to share. 喺我哋嘅美国嘅华人教会咧，我哋咧就会系咁样嚟到处理呢件事嘅。
That someone sees a problem and has a complaint.
咁样咧就喺会众里边见到有问题啦。
And so they tell their friend.
咁咧佢咧就会同佢啲朋友喺度自自寻咁样讲啦。
And they hopefully will agree with him.
咁咧，佢坐隔離左右，或者佢啲朋友咧，就會話同意，我都睇到呢個問題。
And then that friend will tell another friend。
咁呢個朋友咧，又會就同另外一個會友講啦，話喂喂咁咁咁。
And eventually they hope that the pastor's wife will hear about it。
咁咧，希望咧，有好多嘅會友咁樣喺度講下嘅時候咧，就師母咧，希望會聽得到啦。
And then they hope the pastor's wife will tell the pastor。
咁咧，希望阿師母咧就向牧師反映呢個嘅問題啦。
That's how people surface their complaints many times in a Chinese church.
咁我哋喺華人教會就好多時候咧，呢啲問題點樣係牧師會知道咧？就係咁樣講下咧，就講到去牧師嘅耳邊。
They don't want to go directly to the pastor.
因為我哋會有唔會走去牧師嗰度直接講個問題出嚟嘅。
Because that's 唔好意思。
呢個唔好意思噶嘛。
So they tell other people to eventually tell the pastor.
咁佢哋咧，我哋咧就会系好中意咧，就同我哋啲弟兄姊妹讲下，希望咧讲下咧，牧师会知啦。
And another way to do it is write an anonymous letter.
咁咧，另外一样咧就系匿名嘅信件嚟到去写个问题出嚟。
They will write down all their complaints.
咁咧就将自己嘅怨言就系不满冚唪写晒出嚟。
And send it to all the leaders.
然之后咧就寄俾教会所有嘅领袖。
But they don't sign their name.
但咧，我哋就我自己唔会写我系边个。
And so they again don't want to confront directly, but they want to make sure the leaders know about it.
因为咧又唔好意思去嚟到去当面问责嗰啲嘅领导，但系咧又想讲出自己嘅怨言出嚟。
Now Matthew chapter 18 verse 15 says, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone."
咁樣喺馬太福音咧第十八章咧有一節嘅經文咧好得意嘅，佢話：倘若你嘅弟兄得罪咗你，你就去趁住只有佢同你在一處嘅時候，指住佢嘅錯嚟。佢若聽咧，你就變得了你的弟兄。
So if you have a complaint, you see something that you don't think is right.
咁如果你喺教會裏邊見到一啲你睇唔過眼嘅嘢
，then talk to the people who are in charge of it directly.
咁咧，你就應該咧，就係當面嘅走到去邊個負責嘅弟兄姊妹嗰度。
Because a lot of times you may not understand the whole picture.
因為咧，你可能唔知道成個整個嘅圖畫係點樣個，或者係大體又點樣發生緊咩事。
Instead of going through a very roundabout way to get the message to the leadership, talk to that person directly.
咁咧就唔好就係即係旁敲側擊咁樣啦，直接嘅嚟到去同負責嘅弟兄姊妹講出嚟。
Now verses 2-4 tell us the plan that the leadership had。
咁樣咧就翻嚟呢個《使徒行傳》第六章呢個嘅初期教會呢個問題時候咧，就第二節咧就咁講啦。
Can you read verses 2-4 for us?
Okay, 就是第二節到第四節呢就是發生什麼事呢就是十二個使徒叫眾門徒來對他們說我們撇下神的道去管理飯食原是不宜的所以弟兄們當從你們中間選出七個有好名聲被聖靈充滿智慧充足的人我們就派他們管理這事但我們要專心以祈禱傳道為事
Now the 12 refer to the apostles.
咁而家讲嘅十二个使徒咧，就系耶稣基督设立嘅十二个使徒。
Matthias was taking the place of Judas now。
咁咧就出卖耶稣嘅犹大咧，就俾呢个Matthias 去取代啦。
And so the apostles were the highest leaders in this Jerusalem church。
咁喺初期嘅耶路撒冷教会里边咧，十二个耶稣基督所设立嘅使徒咧，就系最高嘅领导层啦。
And as this complaint came to the leadership, they could have handled it in different ways.
咁样咧，当十二个使徒喺最高领导嘅时候听到呢个嘅管理饭食嘅问题嘅时候咧，佢哋可以用另一个方法嚟去处理噶。
Now they could have said, they could have ignored it.
佢哋可以系完全置之不理。
They could have said, there's really no problem.
佢哋可能同自己讲啊，我哋大哥讲话啊，呢个唔系一个好大嘅问题啫。
Those Greek-speaking Jews, they're just imagining things.
咁样咧，嗰班希腊话嗰班犹太人信徒咧，佢哋自己谂出嚟嘅，根本就冇呢个问题。
They're just too sensitive。
佢哋可能咧就即系好对呢啲事情好敏感啦，个心咧就好狭窄啦，或者系。
Or they could have forced the Greek-speaking Jews out of the church。
或者甚至领导人话，所有讲希腊话嘅信徒，唔该你就离开呢间教会啦。
They could have said, "Well, you're really not Hebrew-speaking Jews anyway, so." You shouldn't even complain that we allow you to be in our church.
是的, 你们这班讲希腊话的信徒, 你们都不讲希腊伯来话都不是纯正的信徒, 你们离开我们教会吧。
And you Greek speaking Jews, you're just stirring up trouble.
那么, 你们这班希腊话的信徒, 在这搞事的, 你们离开。
So why don't you just leave the church?
那么他们教会的领袖可以将这班的信徒赶走。
But we see the apostles did neither of those.
咁样咧就当时候十二个使徒冇咁做到。
They took the complaint seriously.
咁咧就系呢个管理饭食呢样嘢咧，佢哋就系觉得睇呢件事咧好严重嘅。
They tried to resolve the problem.
咁啊尝试咧用有一个解决嘅方法。
Now it doesn't tell us how many meetings that they had.
亦都冇讲到话当时候教会领导人开咗几多次会。
It doesn't tell us how many prayer times they prayed about it.
亦都冇话到佢哋喺祈祷上面发咗几多个功课。
But they certainly had a plan.
咁咧，但系咧，当时候嘅教会咧系有一个嘅计划嘅，有一个嘅方法。
And that plan included a reflection of their priorities.
咁样咧，呢个嘅解决嘅计划咧，系反映咗佢哋当时候觉得乜嘢系重要。
The apostle said, it's not good for us, the top leaders, to deal with this problem.
因为一开头就讲话，我哋撇下神嘅道咧，嚟到去处理呢啲事咧，系唔合宜嘅。
They said, our priority is prayer in the Word of God.
佢哋话我哋乜嘢先系最重要咧？就系祈祷传道先至系我哋最重要嘅事。
It mentioned this in verse 2 and also in verse 4.
喺第二节同埋第四节都有讲到。
That this should be the top priority, prayer and the ministry of the word should be the top priority.
祈祷同埋传道同埋神嘅道嘅事咧，先至系最重要嘅。
Not to say that this complaint was not important.
唔系话到呢个饭食嘅呢个问题系唔重要。
But they needed to have priorities in terms of what they should be addressing.
咁咧就教会领导咧好睇清咧系佢哋知道乜嘢系最重要嘅。
They had a plan to delegate this this complaint to other leaders.
咁咧，佢哋就係有咁嘅計劃咧，就係要將呢個管理飯食嘅事咧嚟到去派俾其他嘅人去管理。
But not just any leaders.
就唔係求求其其俾任何一個人去管理。
Spiritually qualified leaders.
係要嗰啲係喺屬靈上邊係可以承擔到呢件事嘅。
See, if somebody had a complaint about the distribution of food, I think in our church we would say, anybody work in the restaurant business?
如果喺我哋教会咧讲到呢个管理饭食嘅话咧，我哋第一个就问啦，边位系做餐馆嘅？
And certainly it's good to get people who have some business experience.
或者你哋有冇中间有经营嘅做生意嘅经验嘅？
But notice it says here that we should delegate this to people who are spiritually qualified in verse 3.
第二在咧就话管理饭食呢件事啦，当时候嘅教会领袖咧系要拣一啲系被圣灵充满嘅智慧充足嘅人，系有属灵嗰个嘅条件嘅人去管理饭食。
So people who are full of the Spirit are people who are controlled by the Holy Spirit.
呢个又有被圣灵充满，即系话喺属灵嘅人咧，就被圣灵去管理佢嘅人生嘅一啲嘅人。
These are people who are allow the Holy Spirit to guide them and lead them.
呢一班嘅信徒就系要佢哋愿意被圣灵嘅引导嚟到去引导佢哋每一日嘅生活。
They are people who display the fruit of the Spirit.
亦都系喺佢哋嘅生活嘅里边，系散发出呢个属灵嘅果子嘅一啲咁嘅人。
This is expressed in their attitude and in their actions.
喺佢哋嘅对人嘅态度，佢哋嘅生活，佢嘅言行会表现到出嚟嘅。
They also talk about people who are full of wisdom as well.
亦都系要有一班咧，就系智慧充足嘅人。
Now, certainly, a knowledge of the scriptures is very important.
唔单止啊，即系一定要系喺圣经嘅话语上边有嗰个嘅认知。
But we don't want to just have people who just have an academic knowledge of the Bible.
但系唔系净系话喺头脑上边嘅对圣经嘅一个认知。
People full of wisdom know how to apply the Word of God in everyday situations.
这个讲到, 这个智慧充足的人呢, 不单止去认识, 他们去熟习圣经, 甚至在他生活的里面呢, 来到去运用到圣经的原则出来。
So the apostles had a plan.
所以呢, 12个门徒呢, 其实是有一个这样的计划啦。
They said, we will delegate this matter to spiritually qualified people.
咁呢我哋就將呢個管理飯食呢件事呢就分派俾我哋當中有屬靈嘅弟兄姊妹。
And then in verses 5 and 6 we see how they carried out this plan.
咁係第5節同第6節呢就講到呢當時有教會點樣去執行呢個計劃。
And you could read verses 5 through 6.
大家都喜悅者話就揀選了示提反,乃是大有信心,聖靈充滿的人。 又揀選腓利、伯羅哥羅、尼加拿、提門、巴米拿，並進猶太教的安提柯人尼哥拉，叫他們站在使徒面前，使徒禱告了，就按手在他們頭上。Now
what you may not see in your Chinese translation is that all seven people, the names are Greek names.
咁樣呢,大家我哋中文翻譯咗呢個頭先我讀好多人名呢,都唔知道啦,但係原來係睇返原文嘅時候呢,每一個人啊,呢七個人,每一個名都係希臘名嚟嘅。So
that meant that these people were able to communicate with those widows who felt they were not being treated fairly.
因為呢就是當時候嗰班寡婦係講希臘話嘅,所以呢所揀選出嚟嘅七個人全部都係識得希臘話嘅。They
would have much greater understanding and sensitivity to the needs of these Greek-speaking widows.
而呢七個有希臘名嘅弟兄姊妹,佢哋對希臘人講希臘話嘅寡婦對希臘話嘅信徒,佢哋會特別能夠關心得到。
Now, I imagine if it was some problem in our church, we would probably find people from the representative number of people who spoke different languages in our church.
咁呢就譬如而家講返我哋自己教會嘅時候啦,當我哋教會有問題嘅時候啦,我哋可能解決嘅方法就係每一堂嘅會眾有唔同語言嘅會眾都走出嚟,我哋嚟到去商討點樣解決嘅方法。
So in that Jerusalem church, they probably would say, well, we should have 50% Greek speaking and 50% Hebrew speaking on this committee.
咁你諗下喎,如果你當時候要揀七個嘅信徒嘅話,係咪應該一半呢就係講希臘話嘅,一半呢就講呢個希伯來話嘅?
But yet they chose all Greek speaking people.
但係當時候教會嘅領袖全部一面倒嘅,淨係揀曬講希臘話嘅弟兄姊妹出嚟。
And I think the key is that these seven people were spiritually qualified.
亦都係因為呢七個嘅弟兄,佢哋係屬靈上面係有咁嘅條件。
They were not there just to represent their language group.
因為佢哋唔係因為就係因為佢講希臘話咁簡單而可以升任呢個工作,而係因為佢哋有屬靈嘅質素。
They were there to discern God's will and hear the Holy Spirit.
佢哋呢七個人就係要喺神嘅面前嚟到聆聽神嘅話語,嚟到去尋求聖靈嗰個嘅引導。
And so they were able to trust these people because they were spiritually qualified.
當時候嘅教會領袖係完全嘅信任呢七個嘅被揀選出嚟嘅領袖嚟到去處理呢件事。
And these seven people, actually, you might see them as the first deacons.
咁呢七個人呢,你可以講就話當時候就係初期教會第一批嘅執事。
Now, when we use the word deacons, we think of leaders and bosses or something like that.
咁呢就我哋一講到教會嘅執事呢就好似就話管理教會嘅嗰個管理階層啦或者係做boss嘅人。
But the word in the Greek for deacon actually means servants.
咁呢就係喺原文嗰個執事呢個字呢其實就係話僕人嘅意思。
And so the apostles you might say delegated this important responsibility to the first set of deacons.
咁你可以話當時候12個使徒就揀選咗7個執事出嚟嚟到管理教會嘅飯食。
The apostles said it's not we need to concentrate on the word of God and in prayer.
因為當時候使徒話我哋要專心喺祈禱同埋傳道為事。
But instead, we will delegate this very important matter to spiritually qualified people.
然之后呢，他们就将这个管理饭食这件事呢，就交托给这七个属灵的弟兄姊妹。
And then in verse 7, we see the product.
这样呢，就在第七节呢，我们就看到这个的计划推行了之后得到来的效果。
We see the result of what, of carrying out this plan.
那这个计划执行了之后得出来的结果就是神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增的甚多，也有许多祭司顺从了这道。
And so, this, in some sense, was a non-spiritual problem.
最初起事的问题不是一个属灵的问题，是一个泛送的问题。
It dealt with the equitable distribution of food.
这个是讲这个公平分配教会资源的问题。
But yet, it was important because it threatened the unity of the church.
虽然这个不是一个属灵的问题，但是这个这样的问题也都会是有这样的危机呢，影响到教会的分裂的。
And as they dealt with it in a way that people were happy, then the church continued to grow.
当教会能够很恰当的来到处理这件事之后呢，教会不单止没有分裂，还是神的道更加兴旺起来。
Again, it doesn't mean that we as a church don't have any problems.
我没说过我们教会是没有问题。
But as we solve those problems as guided by the Holy Spirit, then it allows for harmony in the church.
但是当教会见到问题而有那个方法很和谐的合一这样来解决的时候，神的道就会兴旺起来了。
And this shows to the world that when we talk about love, loving each other, it's real.
这样我们作为基督徒，作为教会，当我们向世人说我们有神的爱的时候，世人就看到因为我们的合一，就知道这个爱是很真实的。
But if they didn't solve this problem, there could have been a lot of fighting and a lot of suspicion across different groups.
这样就当教会没办法去很合一这样处理这些事的时候，可能在里面那个的斗争，那个的分裂就更加严重。
And instead of going out to make disciples, we're spending more time fighting and arguing with one another.
我们作为教会不好好的去外面传福音，来到带领人归主，做门徒，反而的呢，就是我们在教会的里面来到去明争暗斗，在这里在这里吵架的时候呢，那么就废弃了神的道了。
Now, many of you know that our elders and our pastoral staff selected unity as our theme.
The
formal theme is following Jesus together, celebrating our unity in diversity.
咁我哋今年嘅主题就系同步跟主，活出多元合一。
Now you may be asking, well, why do we need to talk about unity?
咁啊，我哋又谂下啦，点解我哋成日讲呢个合一咧
？We don't have to call the police to take care of our members.
我哋教会仲未话要去到报警嚟到叫差人嚟到去维持秩序。
In fact, they ask us to help them and give us some seminars on unity.
其实就系话其他教会嚟到去叫我哋教会去教佢哋点样去做合一。
But as a church, unity will always be a challenge.
但是作为教会的话，合一这个事情经常是被挑战的。
Because we are a very diverse church.
因为我们教会本来就是一个很多元化的教会。
Now, a lot of American people may look at this church as, oh, they're all Chinese.
咁咧就嗰啲西人见到我哋华人教会咧，话，嘿，佢哋里边全部都是中国人嚟噶啦。
But we know that they're English speaking Chinese and Cantonese speaking and there's Mandarin speaking.
但是他们可能不知道，就算是中国人都好，有讲英文的中国人，有讲广东话的中国人，有讲国语的中国人。
And even among the language groups, there are differences within those groups as well.
就算是讲同一样话的中国人，在里面有不同背景的，大家都不是合得来的。
Now, we know among the Mandarin speaking, those who are from mainland China are very different from the people from Taiwan.
咁样咧就喺我哋，譬如喺我哋国语堂里边，有从中国大陆嚟嘅，有从台湾嚟嘅，都有唔同嘅背景。
So we are very diverse as a church.
所以我哋就算系华人教会嚟讲，但系我哋喺里边都系非常之多元化嘅。
And there, that means there will be a lot more misunderstandings.
有人系咁多元化嘅时候，大家唔同嘅背景嘅时候，当中有好多嘅误会。
There will be a lot more disagreements.
当中有好多唔同意对方嘅。
There will be a lot more complaints and problems.
有更加多嘅怨言，有更加多嘅问题会出现。
And Satan can use whatever it is, the issue, to split the church.
魔鬼撒旦经常就系揾呢啲咁嘅机会，揾呢个问题嚟到去将教会分裂。
It's not going to be about some important doctrine of the church.
通常都唔会系话一啲咩大嘅教义上边嘅问题引致分裂嘅。
It would be about whether people were being the food was being distributed fairly or not.
就好似今日讲到嘅，就系一啲好小嘅问题，就系讲到犯送嘅问题，都可以令到教会分裂嘅。
And Satan can use it to create a lot of ill will between different groups.
咁咧就魔鬼撒旦好狡猾咁样，可以将两组唔同嘅人咧就有心病，然之后咧就嗌交不和。
And it can result in anger and bitterness.
咁咧就导致好多嘅怨愤，到甚至做好多呢个嘅冲突。
And so, as a church, we always have to be vigilant about our unity.
所以我哋作为教会嘅，我哋需要好小心呢个合一呢样嘢，我哋要维持呢个合一。
It should not be taken for granted.
我哋唔应该话我哋应该会合一噶啦。
And so, I want to give you two practical advice for us to follow.
所以以下我就会建议大家有一啲实际嘅行动嚟到维持我哋教会嘅合一。
One is to ask you to pray for unity for our church.
第一就系为到我哋教会嘅合一嚟到祈祷。
Now we have all kinds of needs.
我哋教会里边有好多唔同嘅需要。
We need two pastors in Newton.
我哋喺牛顿堂需要有两位嘅传道人。
We're getting to the end of our fiscal year. We could pray for more money in the offering.
我哋今年嘅财政年度就快结束，我哋需要有多啲嘅经费。
But if we look at what Jesus prayed for the church, we would pray for unity.
咁样，如果你睇到耶稣基督为教会嘅乜嘢事嚟祈祷咧，我哋咧亦都会跟住嚟有祈祷。
John 17 shows to us what Jesus prayed for. When he prayed for the church just before he went to the cross.
咁样喺约翰福音第十七章咧，耶稣基督临上十字架之前，有为到教会嚟到祈祷嘅。
And so, if Jesus prayed for unity for the church, shouldn't we as members pray for unity in our church?
当时候耶稣基督系为着教会嘅合一嚟到祈祷，我哋应该学效耶稣基督嘅榜样，我哋亦都自己为到教会嘅合一。
When was the last time you prayed for the unity of the church?
你哋最近一次为到教会合一祈祷系几时咧
？Maybe it was the last anniversary or something.
可能系我哋上一次嘅庆祝呢个我哋教会嘅周年纪念嘅时候啦。
So pray for unity for our church.
为到我哋教会合一嚟到祈祷。
But the second advice I would have is to urge you to be a peacemaker.
第二个我建议大家嘅可以做嘅就系作为一个嘅和平之子。
Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount said this in Matthew chapter 5 verse 9.
耶稣基督喺马太福音第五章嗰度有讲到八福其中一福。
Said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God."
使人和睦的人有福了。因为他们必称为神的儿子。
One of my biggest roles as senior pastor is to be a peacemaker.
我作为主任牧师其中一个嘅岗位咧，就系要使人和睦。
I have frequent meetings with people, talk to people, communicate with people to be a peacemaker in our seven congregations of our church.
我花咗好多时间。不同的人来到去倾谈，大家要做和睦的事，就是为着因为我们有七个堂会，又要去有这个和谐，有这个合一，所以我就成为了这个使人和睦的人。
But I cannot do it by myself. I need a church filled with peacemakers.
我哋需要教会里边多啲呢啲使人和睦嘅人。
So when someone has a complaint, we just don't say, "Yeah, you're right," and agree.
如果当有会众嚟到你嘅面前喺度啊讲好多怨言，话啊好多佢睇唔过眼嘅嘢，但系你唔好就咁话啊，系啊，我都同意啊。
But we tell that person, maybe you should talk to this leader because they can do something about it, maybe.
咁你喺嗰一刻，你就应该做一个使人和睦嘅人，劝我哋呢位嘅弟兄姊妹亲自嘅去到负责嘅弟兄姊妹嘅面前嚟到去讲及呢件事，以至到有一个解决嘅方法。
And so we can deal with a lot of the problems and complaints early, so it doesn't become a big fire in our church.
当大家见到有事情有问题发生嘅时候，尽早嘅将呢件事情嚟到去平息。唔好将佢越搞就越大。
So pray for unity for our church.
为我哋教会嘅合一祈祷。
And be a peacemaker.
做一个使人和睦嘅人。
Let's bow together in prayer.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks for this story that's recorded in the Book of Acts.
天父，我哋感谢你俾到我哋呢个记载喺《使徒行传》里边嘅一个嘅小小嘅故事。
And we want to pay attention to why it's included.
我哋去注意到神你将呢个故事摆喺呢个圣经里边系有你嘅心意。
And we can see lots of application to our church.
亦都见到呢个小小嘅故事能够喺我哋应用喺我哋自己嘅教会嘅里边。
Because we're a church with different.Languages and different cultures.
因为我们教会里面有多种的语言多种的文化
And very easy that a lot of these problems and complaints could become a very serious problem.
我们看到当中我们会有一些问题会慢慢的会恶化我们知道我们当中有很多的问题
So certainly we don't want to ever get to the point where we have to call the police to come keep the peace among the brothers and sisters in Christ.
我哋当然系唔希望我哋教会系要去到要报警嘅一个咁嘅地步嚟到去平息我哋内里嘅纷争。
Pray that you would help us to pray for the church.
教导我哋点样去为教会嘅合一嚟祈祷。
That we would pray for unity of our seven congregations.
为我哋七个嘅堂会嘅合一嚟祈祷。
And that we would personally act as peacemakers.
为我们自己能够做使人和睦的人来有祈祷
Not to add gasoline to the fire.
不要在火上加油
But to help direct people's complaints in a way that could be resolved in a way that is edifying and produces harmony.
来要帮助我们身边的弟兄姊妹如果他们看见有问题的时候来要尽快去解决来到去保持住我们这个和睦一个合一
So we pray for the unity of our church.
我们为我们教会的合一来祈祷。
We pray for the unity among our leaders.
我们为到我们教会领袖的合一来祈祷。
We pray for the unity among our members.
我们也为到我们会众的合一来祈祷。
In Jesus' name we pray.
为主耶稣的圣名而求。
Amen.
Amen.